It's James and Jimmy. I think the reptile sums it up for a lot of people, Missile. G'day, JS and the Magnet. Who's the better team, the Roosters or the Dragons? Who gives a rat? Both hopeless and will not be in the eight at the end of the year. Don't agree with that, reptile, but anyway, there you go. Time now to find out what Tommy P's been doing over the course of the weekend. From CommBank, Tom Petrovsky. G'day, Tommy.
Jimmy, what a weekend of sport. You just, it's one of those moments where the universe lines up perfectly. It was just a magnificent weekend. I'm just, I don't feel like I've slept.
Yeah, I get the sense you watched none of it.
No, I kind of fell asleep watching the F1 last night, but I missed a lot of action.
Yes.
Looks like by the end of the race, but a win for the good guys, with the exception of Lewis Hamilton, of course. But the market's going to kick off in positive territory by a good margin this morning, Jimmy, up by around 1.5%, having been through the ringer over the course of the last couple of weeks. A lot to deal with this week. We've got an RBA decision tomorrow, so that'll be the highlight on the local front. But amidst that, we've got like a lot of news elsewhere. We've got US jobs at the end of the week and Chinese inflation and manufacturing numbers, which will get the market fizzed up. So we've got to pay a lot of attention to all of that. The Aussie dollar is under pressure thanks to that improving US dollar. So that's something that will likely continue over the remainder of this week. And as I said, the SPY futures are trading up by about 1.5%. So we'll get up to a good start.
Thanks, Tommy. News now.